From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Dana Kozlov, and here are the stories making news right now. Firefighters are still looking for hot spots at the site of a massive warehouse blaze. The four-alarm fire erupted Tuesday afternoon and quickly escalated as at least 20,000 wood pallets inside that warehouse fueled those flames for hours near Hubbard and Hoyne. Nearly 300 firefighters responded and worked to keep the fire from spreading. Two went to the hospital with minor injuries. The blaze shut down outbound metro trains for hours, but train service is back to normal this morning. A 7-year-old boy is dead after being shot as he was stepping outside his West Side apartment building. Witnesses say he was not the intended target. People who live in that complex near Jackson and Oakley say the violence in the area is so bad they don't let their children play outside. CPD Superintendent Larry Snelling says detectives are looking for video evidence to help solve this murder. Two armed robbers shot a 22-year-old man walking on Laramie, just north of the Ike in Austin overnight. Police say the would-be robbers pulled up in a black truck, got out, and tried to rob the victim around 1 this morning. There was some kind of struggle. The suspects fired several shots, and the victim was hit in the hand. He's in good condition, though, at Mount Sinai Hospital. Today is also Juneteenth. It's the day in 1865 the final slaves in Texas found out they were free more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. President Joe Biden officially made it a federal holiday in 2021. In commemoration, entrance to national parks is free today. Those parks include Pullman National Historical Park and the Indiana Dunes. You'll still have to pay for parking, camping, and fishing, though. And get ready for another hot, steamy day in the 90s. Scattered storms are possible with not much of a cool down overnight. Thursday, it will be in the upper 80s near the lake, but hotter inland. So keep drinking that water and have a good holiday. I'm CBS Chicago's Dana Kozlov.